Kelly Kaiser is a South Florida native, and she's about to graduate from Florida State University in May. But when she thinks about her dream job, she says she doesn't see it being in the Sunshine State.
I really, really want to move out to Colorado. Just, I mean, A, because gay marriage is legalized there. B, it's beautiful.
Kaiser, who identifies as a lesbian, isn't in a relationship right now, but she says she takes her rights into consideration when planning for her future.
If it goes of how, you know, they predict that in a few years that there will be marriage equality, then I might stick around a little longer because I've grown up my entire life living in Florida.
Kaiser's attitude toward her home state reflects what many in the business community see as a problem that needs confronting. They worry a lack of state protections for LGBT people could be driving away talented workers.
We have to build around the opportunities of everybody, be they a little bit different than you or not.
That's Florida Chamber Foundation Executive Vice President Tony Carvajal.
And we're at pivot points in this state and this country where, you know, the places that recognize the best talent and recruit them and retain them are the ones that are going to win this next economic challenge.
Nadine Smith, who's CEO of advocacy group Equality Florida, says vocal support from the business community is just one of the signs that public opinion has drastically shifted since 62% of voters put a gay marriage ban in the state constitution just 5 years ago. She says the change is apparent even in the Republican-dominated Florida legislature.
The number of times that I talked to Republican legislators who said, you know, my children have really challenged me on this.
Gay rights bills are getting bipartisan support for the first time, too. Republicans have signed on to measures that would create a statewide domestic partnership registry and ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. And inside the House chambers, lawmakers have two openly gay colleagues who were elected last year, Orange County Democrat Joe Saunders and Miami Beach Democrat David Richardson.
Gay people are not abstractions far away when the business is being conducted in Tallahassee. They're, you know, real people, and you have to look somebody in the eye when you cast your vote.
Smith says polls show 54% of Floridians now support gay marriage, with the strongest support among young people. Still, Florida Family Policy Council President John Stemberger says his group is ready with its own campaign to sway public opinion against gay marriage.
I have a lot of restrictions on who I can marry, and so if you meet the legal requirement, you can get married. And one of those requirements are you have to marry someone of the opposite sex. That is the essence of what marriage is.
Regardless of who wins the battle over public opinion, Smith says the war will be fought in court. Smith says when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in June, Florida's gay couples were left with a Rubik's Cube of local, state, and federal regulations. The upside, she says, is that utter confusion creates the perfect atmosphere to challenge Florida's gay marriage ban before a judge. Stemberger says the best way to fight the legal strategy is to stop incremental changes.
What you see are courts saying, hey, well, look at the totality of these statutes regarding non-discrimination or regarding, domestic partnerships. And so they use that as a precedent to say, hey, look, society's transforming. We need to transform with it.
In Tallahassee, Emily Kaiser says society is changing.
You know, because of our generation, you know, moving at the pace that we're moving, I think it's very, very likely that Florida will legalize gay marriage in the next few years.
Equality Florida has spent the past 6 months collecting gay couples' stories to make sure their planned lawsuit has the most compelling characters possible, and Smith says the group has every intention to file its legal action in the very near future. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.